This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. The Lok Sabha has taken up the motion of thanks on President's address to the joint houses of Parliament. Moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Biduri of BJP listed out the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. He attacked the ruled Delhi government for allegedly not implementing different central schemes like Ayushman Bharat and Pradhan Matri Awas Yojana in the national capital, and added it was denying people basic health care, housing and other facilities. He also raised the issue of poor road conditions, air pollution and problems in public transport facilities in the state. Rajya Sabha has also taken up discussion on motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint session of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage.
माननीय राष्ट्रपति जी का अभिभाषण न केवल भारत के सर्वाधिक लोकप्रिय प्रधानमंत्री आदरणीय श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व के वाली सरकार की नीतियों का दर्पण है, बल्कि यह देश के उज्जवल भविष्य की दिशा को भी स्पष्ट करने वाला है.
Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed noisy scenes as the opposition parties demanded discussion on the Mahakumbh incident. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition parties started sloganeering, alleging mismanagement at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the President in her address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha mentioned about the Mahakumbh. He said members can put their views during the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. He asked the members to maintain the dignity of the House and allow the House to function. In the Rajya Sabha, the opposition parties started sloganeering over the issue as soon as the House met for the day. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the Mahakumbh incident and other issues. The Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institute of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector. It will promote cooperative research and development and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the students in New Delhi. During his interaction, the Prime Minister said he heard that the Aam Aadmi Party government prevents children from advancing beyond class 9 unless they are guaranteed to pass. Mr. Modi added that the reasoning behind this is that if a student's result is poor, it could negatively affect the government's reputation. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today said that regular flight operation from Asia's largest Jewar International Airport in Noida will commence from April this year. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister said that everything is going according to the timelines and the validation flight also operated in the month of December last year from the airport. Terming India a leading aviation market in the world, the minister said that 800 planes are operating in the Indian aviation space and steps have been taken to train a skilled workforce for the smooth operations of flights. The Election Commission has imposed a ban on exit polls for the Delhi Assembly election and the by-elections for one seat each in Uttar Pradesh and Tamil Nadu from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on the voting day. In a notification, the Commission directed all media outlets, including television channels, radio stations and news agencies, to comply with this restriction. The Indian Space Research Organization has informed that its navigation satellite NVS-02 encountered a technical glitch yesterday while the orbit-raising maneuver was being carried out. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.